All right, Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. Yes, it is. It's Wednesday. Wow, it's the last day of the year, too. Sometimes I don't want to say that because of the website. If you pick up on the website, of course, it doesn't really matter what day it is because on the website, it could be any time. But if it's live, you know that today is December 31st. Wow. And time for American Radio as well. 5 p.m. on Wednesdays. Heidi and I, my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales, Ryan, that is, and myself, Tom Ryan, doing this Wednesdays galore. Whew, long time. That's the reason for it is we're trying to get our way through 1,000 albums on a playlist that we've been doing on Wednesdays for a long time. We started this maybe about 10 or 11 years ago, playing our way through 1,000 albums. 500 of them are albums that made the top 40. The other 500 did not make the top 40. Playing them in chronological order, albums that were released in 1955 is where we started and are working our way up toward toward the present. And we're in 1976. So as the calendar turns, we're going to be doing 50th anniversaries once again for the albums that we cover. I think we can say that this is a perfect time to celebrate the 50th anniversary for the album that we're about to cover. It is an album that did not make the top 40, barely made the top 200, actually. It's an album that was not the debut album by Warren Zevon, but it was almost, in a sense, the debut album. He had a previous album that came out years earlier that came out in 1970 before anybody really knew who he was at all, called Wanted Dead or Alive. And that was Dead on Arrival. But this album, Warren Zevon, is the album that pretty much got his career started in a big way. Although you wouldn't know it by the chart position, because it got no higher than number 189 when it was released in May of 1976. So it just barely, like I said, cracked the top 200. It's simply called Warren Zevon. So because of its chart position, this is one of our alternative top 40 albums. This is number 214 on our list of 500 alternative top 40 albums, for those who are doing the math, and I know that's not very many of you. So, what do we want to say about Warren Zevon? Well, with a little bit of luck and a boatload of talent, Warren Zevon managed to impress and befriend what seemed to be every famous California musician of the 70s. By 1976, when he first came out on the scene, he was virtually unknown, and yet he managed to attract Linda Ronstadt, Jackson Browne, Bonnie Raitt, and Phil Everly, along with members of the Eagles, the Beach Boys, and Fleetwood Mac, to participate on this record. Warren Zevon, the title of the album, is a veritable who's who of Southern California's singer-songwriter scene. And seemingly overnight, Warren Zevon was hoisted to the top of the pile. Of course, it wasn't really that easy, but nonetheless, it is impossible to deny that recognition, if not outright fame, had caught up with him. Linda Ronstadt would go on to record four of Warren Zevon's songs from this album, even naming an album for one, Hasten Down the Wind. Jackson Browne thought enough of Zevon to produce this album, while the other musicians and vocalists gladly signed on to be a part of this prestigious career starter. Although the eponymous title suggests this to be a debut record, Zevon already accrued a history as a performer-songwriter. He was the Lime in Lime and Cybele, a folk duo that achieved modest recognition in the mid-60s. After their breakup, Zevon pursued a career as a songwriter, with two songs recorded by the Turtles and another that landed on the Midnight Cowboy soundtrack. A subsequent debut album was recorded in 1969, Wanted Dead or Alive, charted in 1970. Well, didn't chart, but whatever. But it went unnoticed. Disenchanted with his own attempts at a career, Zevon toured with the Everly Brothers until they broke up, at which point he would tour with one or the other until he relocated in Spain. Upon returning to L.A., he somehow found himself roommates with Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks, whose own fortunes had changed enormously. Through friendships and connections, Zevon soon found himself at the helm of an album project while surrounded by superstars. And as it happened, this time Zevon was prepared with a collection of significant material that virtually ensured artistic success. Rarely does a team of superstars, especially LA-based superstars, combine their efforts in support of an unknown entity. But Zevon befriended people who knew how to make a difference and who knew that his songwriting skills were exceptional. Finally, he found himself in a position to do as he pleased without compromise, and he took full advantage of the opportunity to prove himself worthy of the kind gestures and respect. The song Frank and Jesse James opens the album like a Randy Newman family soundtrack for a CinemaScope film, setting the table for a collection of songs that are equally romantic and cinematic, but in a less literal sense. Mama Couldn't Be Persuaded has Zevon playing the role of the child in a failed marriage, while Hasten Down the Wind has him playing the more grown-up role of a cuckolded lover in a song whose mere title suggests a Betty Davis drama. Wry humor creeps in with Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me and I'll Sleep When I'm Dead, but sincerity and vulnerability provides the steam for French Inhaler and Desperados Under the Eaves, songs that chronicle the desperation brought on by his own sense of impending failure that must have haunted him for years. These two songs close out each side of the album, providing a closing state of insecurity that runs counter to his eventual tough guy image, but they also convey a keen observation to detail that serve as a harbinger for things to come in Zevon's turbulent life. At this point, he's still a very young man in 1976 with the world ahead of him and everything, the future at his fingertips. So we'll open with Frank and Jesse James with an interesting statement that I had read, if I could find it. It was basically by the critic Robert Christgau, who was a little critical of the album at first when he says that, "I'm suspicious of singer-songwriters who draw attention to phrases like Hasten Down the Wind. And I would suggest a moratorium on songs about the James brothers that don't also rhyme pollution and solution. But I do like the way that Zevon resists pigeonholes like country rock while avoiding both the banal and the mystagogical. And I like quatrains like, and if California slides into the ocean, like the mystics and statistics say it will, I predict this motel will be standing until I pay my bill." Here's Frank and Jesse James.
Keep on riding, 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 till you Jesse James.
Opening track from an album that you may as well call it his debut album, since the first one really didn't do much and it was like a 6-year gap in between the two. Frank and Jesse James, that track. I want to mention too, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's a record label right here on Long Island called Paradiddle Records that just about almost everybody that I know who records music on Long Island works at Paradiddle at one time or another. I've done a lot of work in there myself. And they do an awful lot of tribute albums where they bring in a bunch of local musicians and a lot of other people as well, some people from out of the area, and they do tribute albums. And I mention it because their most recent work is a Warren Zevon tribute album called Keep Me in Your Heart, The Songs of Warren Zevon. And it's going to be released in a couple of weeks in January of 2026. And it's got some great recordings on it. I've heard the entire thing. They sent me a copy, and it's got Jimmy Webb is on it, Willie Nile, Richard Barone, Freddie Johnston. There's a lot of really named people on it, and I'd suggest you go to the website, just Paradiddle Records, and it'll come right up. And there's a lot of information there about it, and a lot of nice reviews, including Warren Zevon's son Jordan, and I'll talk about it a little bit more. Later on, tell you what that's about. But it's really cool. Paradiddle Records is a great place. It's about 5 minutes from where I live, which is great for me when I do some work there, because I can get there. I could almost walk there. And then Bill's fabulous at what he does. They do great work. And it's really great to support local music as well. So check them out, Paradiddle Records. All right, since we're I got a whole album to play here, so let's go to one of my favorite songs from the Warren Zevon album that we're playing. Second track is called Mama Couldn't Be Persuaded.
She knew what she wanted, and she wanted that gambling name.
song, which I doubt they will. And my mama couldn't be persuaded when they pleaded with her daughter, don't marry that gambling man. Mama couldn't be persuaded when they pleaded with her daughter, don't marry that gambling man. Mama couldn't be persuaded when they pleaded with her daughter, no, no. Nevertheless, I said my mama couldn't be persuaded. Tried to be a family man, though it didn't suit his style. He thought he had him a winning combination, so he took us where the stakes were high. The parents wander, tried to reason with him, never kept a disappointment hid. They all went to pieces when the bad luck hit. Stuck in the middle, I was the kid. And my mama couldn't be persuaded when they pleaded with her daughter, don't marry that gambling man. Mama couldn't be persuaded when they pleaded with her daughter, don't marry that gambling man. Mama couldn't be persuaded when they pleaded with her daughter. Nevertheless, mama couldn't be persuaded when my granny pleaded with her not to marry that gambling man.
If you have a scorecard, I can tell you that that was Jackson Browne singing the harmony on that track. And Jackson Browne's guitar player and fiddle player is playing fiddle on that, David Lindley, who I loved David Lindley in his time when he was playing with Jackson Browne. I mean, some of the, again, the amount of people who were usually famous on the West Coast. I mean, it's hard to think of somebody who isn't on this record who I associate with the West Coast. Glenn Frey, Don Henley. And of course, I mentioned, you know, Jackson Browne and David Lindley, Stevie Nicks, Bonnie Raitt, Bobby Keys, Stone sax player. Wow, this is incredible. Lindsey Buckingham. Well, there you go. Warren Zevon, move over. Make some room for all these people. It's crazy. All right, some of the songs on the album are big hits. Others are sleepers. This is one of the sleeper tracks. It's one of the shortest songs on the album, too. It's called Backs Turned Looking Down the Path. Thank you.
back turned, looking down the path. With my back turned, looking down the path.
The nice thing about this album is that it doesn't really jump out at you. It's not the type of album that hits you in the face. It's got a lot of just great songs that have like a lot of like staying power. You know, like you can hear the songs and here it is like 50 years later. And these songs don't sound half a century old. I mean, that's ridiculous to even think of it in those terms, right? I mean, that seems almost impossible to believe. I don't know. Maybe I'm my way of looking at it. You know, because I have a different way of like basically looking at how time moves. But if I look up some of the songs, like the next track, I wanted to find out what I could find out about the title, Hasten Down the Wind. So I looked it up on Wiki. And what's interesting, what comes up is nothing at all about Warren Zevon, but an awful lot about Linda Ronstadt, because she covered it and released an album that she named after the song. It was her seventh studio album. It was the album with That'll Be the Day, which was her big hit single that came out around 1976. So that was her album around the same time as when this album was being released. And this is the song that, I guess, you know, caused that to happen. Here's the original version by the songwriter himself, Hasten Down the Wind.
She tells him she thinks she needs to be free. He tells her he doesn't understand. She takes his hand. She tells him nothing's working out the way they planned. She's so many women. Can't find the one who was his friend. So he's hanging on to half a heart, but he can't have the restless part. So he tells her to hasten down the wind. And he agrees, he thinks she needs to be free. Then she says she rather be with him, but it's just a whim by which she hopes to keep him on the limb. She's so many women, he can't find the one who was his friend. So he's hanging on to half the heart. He can't have the restless part. So he tells her to hasten down the wind. So many women, he can't find the one who was his friend. So he's hanging on to half a heart, he can't have the restless part. So he tells her to hasten down the wind. He tells her to hasten
down the wind. Hasten Down the Wind, one of the more serious songs, saddest songs on the album. You might notice if you're a fan of Jackson Browne, the guitar player on that, was David Lindley, the same person who was playing fiddle on it. But you know David Lindley's slide guitar. If you're a fan of Jackson Browne at all, you recognize David Lindley in a heartbeat. You might, though, have not recognized that the voice singing harmony on that was Phil Everly of the Everly Brothers, singing with Warren Zevon. All right. I should mention, you're listening to WHPC, WHPC HD, Garden City. The show is American Hit Radio. And I should also mention that we save all of our shows on our website. And if you want to hear some of the shows that we've accumulated, and there are now about 500 albums that we've got there for you to basically play on demand, they're yours for the taking, free for you to basically hear with, you know, all of the information that we provide as well. You can just go to AmericanHitNetwork.com and they're there. It's very easy to navigate, so I think you'd find your way through it. Take a look. I think you'll have some fun with it. Now, the next song is one of the more fun songs on the album, one of the more popular songs on the album, Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. And I didn't know this at the time, but Jackson Browne is the producer of this album, first of all. So that's a rather interesting thing. Jackson Browne is one of the main reasons that Warren Zevon got famous in the first place. Jackson Browne was a very well-known singer-songwriter. He got to know Warren Zevon, and he respected his talent, and he said that, I'm going to help make you get you a record contract, which he did. And then he said, I'm going to stick with you. I'm even going to help produce you, which he did. The thing is, like, you know, Jackson Browne is a very, very serious writer. When Jackson writes songs, they can be very heavy. I don't want to say sadomasochistic, but they can sometimes take that on. His songs can really weigh on you. And I think that Warren Zevon was very aware of that. So when Warren Zevon wanted to write this song, he wanted to, like, sort of make the tongue-in-cheek version of a Jackson Browne song. So he thought by saying, poor, poor, pitiful me, it would be a funny way to sort of like poke his friend a little bit and make it sound like that, but in a much more funny way. Like, okay, this is the same type of song that you write, but I'm going to come at it from a different angle. And he does a great job of it. So there it is. Here's Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me.
She took me back to the Hyatt House. I don't want to talk about it.
Hot!
Poor, poor, pitiful me. Woo! Poor, poor, pitiful me.
Hot! Never mind.
Poor, poor, pitiful me.
That song always made me smile, but now when I think about it as being like a Jackson Browne song without the acute depression part, it makes me laugh out loud. Very good. The last song on side one is called The French Inhaler. I guess that's a smoking trick to do the French inhale, where you kind of like loop the smoke out of your mouth back up into your nose, that sort of a thing. I was never much of a smoker, so I don't know exactly what it is. That's about, but I'll listen a little more closely this time to see how that relates to the lyrics.
How are you gonna make your way in the world, woman, when you weren't cut out for working, when your fingers are slender and frail? How are you gonna get around in this sleazy bedroom town if you don't put yourself up for sale? Where will you go with your scarves and your miracles? Who's gonna know who you are? Drugs and wine and flattering light, you must try it again till you get it right. Baby, you'll end up with someone different every night.
All these people
with no home to go home to,
they all the night with you.
Maybe I would too. But tell me how you're gonna make your way in the world, woman, when you weren't cut out for working and you just can't concentrate
and you always show. Hollywood bar.
Loneliness and frustration, we both came down with an acute case. When the lights came up at two, I caught a glimpse of you, and your face looked like something death brought given in his suit. Your pretty face,
you look so wasted.
Another pretty face,
devastated.
The French inhaler is stamped and mailed.
So long, morning.
That's the French Inhaler. If you, I could determine it. I'm not sure if you could, but that was definitely Eagles harmonies on that. That was Don Henley and Glenn Frey singing the harmonies. And this is the same year that they released Hotel California, which is, to me, is very interesting because that album is very, very, very critical of Los Angeles culture. And in a way, because these are the guys who basically invented California culture, right? And here's Warren Zevon on this song, The French Inhaler. There's very much a sense of him talking about California culture in that song as well. Now, the last show that we did, we were talking about America, about how America would take a look at Long Island culture and how it would be able to look down on it. What's interesting about California culture is that the big stars who are involved in L.A. culture are the ones who are usually putting it down. It's sort of like an inverse look at it. This next song, Mohammed's Radio, is all – now, the last track had the Eagles singing. This next song is essentially got Fleetwood Mac doing the harmonies. It's Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks singing harmonies on Mohammed's Radio. And again, it sounds like it's a bit of a mashup that's meant to more or less make a little bit of a mockery of the culture in L.A. and how vapid it is or how impossible it is to make sense of. I don't know. The song itself is a little hard to make sense of it, but think of, listen for yourself. It's called Mohammed's Radio.
Everybody's restless and they got no place to go. Someone's always trying to tell them something. Problems too. He will surely take them out on you. In walks the village idiot, and his face is all aglow. He's been up all night listening to Mohammed's radio. Trying to make ends meet. Work all day, still can't pay the price of gasoline and meat. Alas, their lives are incomplete. Don't it make you want to rock and roll all night long? Mohammed's Radio. Just come.
Just be right.
I heard the general whispering to his aide-de-camp. Be watchful.
Mohammed's Radio.
I heard
strange mystique about Warren Zevon's music, about what it is that he's really, we were talking again when the last show that we did, when we covered a Billy Joel album from, you know, as a Long Island artist, and I was mentioning about how the one thing you don't ever have to worry about is what Billy Joel is talking about, because he's really, really, he's blatantly obvious. There's never anything that is difficult to understand about what he's trying to say. Well, with most other artists, you got to kind of read between the lines and try to figure out what that might mean. Muhammad's Radio, it could mean a million different things. And I got, like I said before we played the song, there's a lot of different ways to interpret it. I see it as a little bit, especially since he's got Buckingham Nick singing on it. The thing is, like, it might have something to do with Los Angeles culture. Now, the next song, though, is a straight up, dead, you know, dead straightforward, as straightforward as Warren Zevon gets, as far as his character, the way that he's presented himself, and I think the way that people see Warren Zevon from a distance. It's called "I'll Sleep When I'm Dead."
So much to do, there's plenty on the farm. I'll sleep when I'm dead.
When I'm dead. Hey, you know, this is a good time right now for me to once again mention that there is a record out that's going to be coming out to honor Warren Zevon on Paradiddle Records. Check out their website, Paradiddle Records, and you'll see it. It's pretty awesome. I'm very proud of our own connection with Paradiddle. It's called "Keep Me in Your Heart: The Songs of Warren Zevon." It'll be released right after the new year. And there's a lot of really cool people on it. Like I said, Jimmy Webb, Freddie Johnston, Willie Nile, and a whole bunch of like local artists as well. Good friends of mine who I highly recommend. And I mean that. All over that record. So check it out. Paradiddle Records. It's an awesome. They do make some awesome releases, and this is one of the best that they've got. All right. The next track up is called "Carmelita." This is another very interesting song. I'll just play it. We'll just, Heidi doesn't want me to be talking.
I hear mariachi static on my radio, and the tubes they glow in the dark, and I'm there with her in Ensenada, and I'm hearing Echo Park. Carmelita, hold me tighter, I think I'm sinking. I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. Yeah, I'm sitting here playing solitaire with my pearl-handled deck. The county won't give me no more methadone. Cut off your welfare check. Carmelita, hold me tighter, I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town.
So full moon. home but a long distance.
Now, that track is called Join Me in L.A., and I'm only interrupting it because of the next track coming up, which is called Desperados Under the Eaves. It features the Beach Boys on harmonies, Jackson Browne and J.D. Souther on harmonies. It's a song about an alcoholic who's stranded in a low-rent motel in L.A. It's basically a biographical song that he had written. Now, it is also rumored to be a huge influence for the Eagles when they wrote Hotel California. And LA Weekly calls this song the number 10 best song ever written about LA. So there you go. It's called Desperados Under the Eaves. And I guess we'll leave you with that. Warren Zevon's ultimate work for his from this album. Take care, folks. Happy New Year. And we'll see you on the other side. Bye-bye.
Conditioner hum. It went